This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. Friday is National Bike to Work Day, and local organizations are pushing to get you to use pedal power that day. KCBX reporter Karen Garcia met up with two Central Coast women who are taking on the challenge, one who rides all the time, and one who is getting on a bike for the first time in 10 years.
It's an early weekday morning, and Alexandra Robin is arriving to work on her bike. It's a routine she's been in for a couple of years now.
I took a big break for about 25 years to raise my son and family and all, but I started in about 1979 and rode through the end of the 80s.
Robin uses a mixture of transportation, starting with the bus near her home in Atascadero. She gets off in San Luis Obispo, and then it's about 4 miles to work.
There's about three restaurants I pass that are cooking breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I always yell out, breakfast, because it really smells so good.
Robin works at the Spice Hunter, where management has made accommodations for her transportation choice.
We have an empty office that's a storage office that I call the bike room. So I take my helmet off, and I hang it in this special way on my bicycle.
She also has access to a shower room and a closet that has her change of clothes for the day. Robin says the routine is not only enjoyable, but is financially beneficial.
I save probably $200 a month, maybe.
Robin says she started riding her bike to work around the time that gas prices started to rise.
And then in the afternoon, I live in North County, so I ride my bike all the way home. It's wonderful, you know, I feel good and I earn my dinner, and it's a wonderful way to exercise.
Just down the street is Wally's Bicycle Works, where owner Walter Ajanel explains how to pick the right bicycle for his customers.
First of all, I have to make sure they feel comfortable on the bicycle, but more than comfort, you have to figure out how long it's been since they've been on the bicycle and how long the commute is going to be.
He's working with Slo County Rideshare to help outfit those who want to take part in Bike to Work Day, but don't yet have the equipment, including first-time rider Kim Anderson.
I knew the exact bike to grab for her, so
Wally pretty much picked out a bike that would work for me, like, immediately.
Anderson hasn't been on a bike since her teens. She says that once she got her driver's license, she didn't really have a use for a bike. Recently, that changed.
Well, I had been kind of thinking about it because I've seen one or two coworkers ride their bikes, and I don't live that far from my work. It's only about 3 miles.
Anderson says she didn't want to invest in a bike without trying it first.
Especially with being shaky and kind of, you know, wobbly, and there's cars around, and I was a little scared, but I ended up actually riding the bike home from his shop as soon as I got it.
Her test ride is working out the way the bike shop was hoping, making Anderson a convert pretty quickly.
Pretty much after the first day I did it, I was like, I need to go buy a bike because this is fun. It fits some exercise into my day, which I really need because I have a desk job.
Peter Williamson hopes this scenario plays out over and over this week. He runs a Slo County outreach program that works with employers to promote alternative modes of transportation to their employees.
Friday will be the day to get on your bike. We are doing rentals, the bike lockers, but there's also meetups. We're using the meetup Slo. And then, of course, once they get to a Bike to Work Day breakfast station, they can get a bag that has their Bike to Work Day shirt. Has, of course, you get the drawstring bag.
While Friday is Bike to Work Day, the entire month of May is Bike to Work Month if Friday doesn't fit your schedule. Karen Garcia, KCBX News.